Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden is in Rolling Fork, Mississippi today, visiting with residents whose lives were upended by last week's horrifying tornado. The storm destroyed hundreds of homes, killed 21 people in the state. The White House says the government will cover the cost of cleanup over the next 30 days. Lacey Alexander is a reporter with Mississippi Public Radio. And Lacey, you were in Rolling Fork yesterday. It's been such a trying week. How are people doing?
Hi. Yeah, the biggest differences I've seen since my trip on Sunday and my trip yesterday is that the residents seem to have left for the most part. I mean, when I drove up there 2 days after the storm, families in Rolling Fork residents were digging through rubble, trying to find personal items, trying to salvage what was left. But now the area doesn't have as much of that going on. There might be a crowd for the president, but it's mostly state vehicles, utility vehicles, construction vehicles trying to clean up the debris.
So where have people gone?
They've been rehoused to hotel rooms, to friends' homes, to family members' homes. And anytime you ask them, they say, you know, I want to come back to Rolling Fork when it's ready. This is my home. So they are far enough away to verbalize that want and that desire. But they're across the way. They're in some shelters, just all over the place, really.
Well, you've been there. I've only seen pictures. It looks like nothing is left. So how is the cleanup effort going? Has that started yet?
It's certainly started, but it's going to be a long journey. There's still destruction everywhere, but the destruction is a little bit more organized now. It's going to be a long time before the area is cleaned up. And then, of course, the president will announce or has announced already that the federal government will cover the full cost of the state's emergency measures, like removing debris for the next 30 days. So,
you spoke with a man named Clinton Jin of Silver City. His cousin died in the storm, and you found him cleaning up the debris of his house of 16 years. Let's listen.
We the people of Silver City, we've been resilient people, you know. We've been through things together. We always looked out for each other, and it's not going to change now. We're going to look out for each other. We're going to build back. We're going to build back stronger, and it's going to be better.
You know, I've heard a lot of that in the past week or so, that this community is connecting after this storm, coming together. But of course, challenging times still very much ahead. What do you think the biggest challenges are in this recovery right now?
Well, as I said previously, the president is offering federal assistance for the next 30 days, but I went to a mobile hospital where they were setting up healthcare resources, and the employees at the mobile hospital I talked to said it could be months before the hospital's back open again, and that infrastructure just has roof damage. So for residents and businesses that have been entirely destroyed, we may not see them back up for a very long time. The National Weather Service of Jackson tweeted today that this was the deadliest tornado in over 50 years for their current coverage area. So something of this size is nothing that our current officials have dealt with since taking office. Federal and state help are on the way, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a bit of trial and error before things got anywhere close to normal.
Right. And with the president there today, I wonder if people believe the federal government is doing enough to help.
It's certainly a big question. I mean, 30 days, they are absolutely going to need more than 30 days. However, this is by no means a wealthy part of the state, but FEMA is offering individual assistance to victims that apply. And the citizens I've talked to say that process has been mostly straightforward. And MEMA also said that they can work out with those to apply for unemployment insurance assistance. So I think they're helping how they can.
The state agency. Yeah. Lacey Alexander, reporter with Mississippi Public Radio. Thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure.